There is a dark underbelly on the internet where stolen information is bought and sold. This information includes massive databases of stolen credit card numbers and passwords, details about software vulnerabilities, and tools to perpetrate disruptive cyber attacks against targets around the world. Many of these black market exchanges on the web take place in forums that look no different than any other type of message board. But instead of researching car repairs or getting advice about how to housebreak a puppy, these forums are populated by malicious hackers who buy and sell toolkits to create harmful cyber attacks. Until very recently, Dark Code was one such forum. It was founded in 2007 and was a members-only password-protected internet forum where new members could only join by being invited by an existing member. Thanks to a coordinated takedown by law enforcement, Dark Code was shut down in mid-July amid a flurry of new criminal prosecutions. The Department of Justice says that this operation was the largest coordinated takedown of a cyber criminal forum to date. Approximately 70 members and associates of Dark Code have been arrested around the world. Among those charged includes a 20-year-old Carnegie Mellon University student who interned for a major cybersecurity firm in the United States. The student wrote malicious code called Dendroid, which allowed infiltration of devices running the Android operating system. The centerpiece of forums like Dark Code is the presence of zero-day exploits. Security flaws in software, which are unknown to the public and which are exploited through the use of toolkits exchanged on the site. The creator of Dendroid allegedly charged Dark Code forum members $300 for a toolkit and $65,000 for the toolkit's source code. Non-malicious hackers, often referred to as white hats or more generally as security researchers, often offer companies the opportunity to purchase information about flaws in their products. Some companies, including Google, have organized rewards programs. Google may pay between $100 and $20,000 for this information, although their Android rewards program only goes as high as $8,000. If you designed Android and profit is your goal, which arrangement sounds better? $300 per sale for a toolkit that thousands of cybercriminals might purchase, and $65,000 for selling the source code versus a one-time reward of $8,000? Many companies that produce software with inadvertent security flaws and without Google's resources may refuse to pay for this information or pay a nominal reward of a few hundred dollars, regardless of the significance of the security flaw. We have to do something to make the incentives more balanced. One option is to make the black market trade less attractive through very public law enforcement actions. Another option is to increase the appeal of disclosing vulnerabilities to the producer of the software by creating a legitimate market for vulnerability sales. Crowdsourcing is a promising tactic for ensuring that small companies will be able to fairly compensate security researchers. Increasing the appeal of a legitimate vulnerability market while decreasing the appeal of black market exploits is likely to be the best approach for combating the threat of cybercrime. Relying only on forum takedowns through criminal prosecutions may be taken as a challenge by malicious hacker communities. However, these forums could also become less attractive to at least some hackers. And if there is then a legal way for them to receive a consistently fair price for their knowledge, the deterred hackers might choose to share information with the developers. This could lead to a stronger cybersecurity environment where users are not constantly looking over their shoulders for the next data breach. I'm Jay Case.